This is Kate Harness with 307 Net Radio, and this afternoon I'm at Bomber Mountain Civic Centre with Claudia Todd, who is, I think, your facility coordinator, Claudia, but way more than that. I think you are a driving powerful force behind this building and what's happening in it now. So thank you so much for taking time to visit with me.
Thank you for having me.
And I suppose I should point out to listeners that it sounds like there's been some kind of foreign invasion. You're originally from Germany, I'm from the UK, but we've both been here over 20 years, and I feel I can speak for both of us and say we are very much part of this community. So welcome, listeners, to this slightly European feel to today's segment. So, Claudia, one of the reasons for being here is that I think there is a great deal more happening in this old building. This building was at one point a middle school a number of years ago. It's been vacated and it's had a number of different entities and lives happen within it, but there is a new wind. It's exciting of the things that are happening here. Can you just give us a quick overview of what there is here and how established that is and what's coming next?
So I have been the coordinator for 6 years, and I have really tried to run this building as some kind of a business rather than just an old facility, trying to have people in it, renting it, and making the best out of it that I could. What this is, and what our we had at one point a what do you call those people had signed up, 934 people. We kind of had a little survey going on and asked people, what do you want to see in this building? And it came up, everybody more or less said multifaceted, multi-use facility, and this is what I'm trying to accomplish.
And I would think in part that's because of its very, I mean, it's a great central location,
right,
isn't it?
Absolutely. The location is fantastic for a conference. Two steps down, you're on Main Street. Mm-hmm. You're anywhere close. Parking is there. You're close to the mountains on Highway 16. So the location is great. And so what we have tried is, you know, we're taking from funerals to weddings to conferences to events, some other, you know, people that want to have birthday parties for their kids in here, but they don't want it at home. They need more space. Anything that you can think of that we can accommodate, we'll do.
And of course, because it was a school,
right,
it was built like a school, mm-hmm, and it has a series of separate, smaller kind of classrooms that are like classrooms, but it also has an old band room. It has got a couple of gyms, a large one and a small one, which are big open spaces that can be used, and kitchens and enough bathrooms for people and so on. So there's lots of diversity in the space, isn't there?
Correct. And the nice thing is we're working really closely with the Sheridan College in Johnson County. They have their campus here on the West Wing. And so if we need, for a conference, let's say, we need more rooms that we cannot provide, otherwise we'll work with those folks and they give us the rooms so they can actually have their breakout sessions in those rooms as well.
So the Sheridan College is here and they have an established campus, as you say. What happens in the two gymnasiums?
Every day. We're full from actually 7:30 in the morning, starting 7 days a week. The pickleballers are coming for two and a half hours, playing every day in the wintertime. We have three times a week the senior center in here, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, a half an hour. They're doing their exercises. The people love it. It started with a few ladies and gentlemen, and now it's up to 20 people at least. And then we have usually a little break from 10:30 till 2 or 3, and then all the recreational kids come, you know, with their coaches, volleyball, baseball,
and so those
anything.
Are the club, the sort of the more club sports,
right,
not school sports. But
yeah, soccer, anything,
okay,
anything recreational, we accommodate.
And you can, if you want a space, and I know space is hard to find, but
in
if you want to find a slot, then you get hold of your office,
right,
and work out something that's,
yeah,
available.
If it's a seasonal sport, usually the people come to us in August, say, hey, September we'll start this and this sport, and then we'll put them in, and they get their slots. We have that on our webpage, and people can check the, you know, large gym spots and small gym spots, and then I can decide, okay, there is so much space here and here and here is where we want to be. And that's what we're trying to accommodate.
And so who else is in the building?
Then we have churches that come, rent a building once a week. Have Grace Fellowship is one of those. They have their family night here, cooking for 150 people every Wednesday out of their commercial kitchen in a small gym. And they don't do it during the summer months, but they start up in September and it goes till May or so. They're renting the entire facility. We have Lord of Lords. They have now a little office in here, and they're meeting.
And they're,
in the
they're another small church, are they?
A small church. They are renting the band room on Sundays for their deal. Some other churches that are smaller, they rent the band room on Sundays. We have Department of Agriculture in here. We do have a daycare now since September. She had a tough time finding a space. It's a Red Rover. And I think the kids are very happy. So
how many kids come to?
I want to say 10, maybe,
okay.
12. And the thing is that in the morning, she puts them first thing in the morning in the small gym and then let them run around, roam. They get a little tired. They're doing a little bit, have a nap, and come back. So she wasn't able to do this in the facility she did before. She might move out in a year. But we said, well, why not? You know, she was desperate to find something because the parents said, we don't have any place where the kids go. And I was like, well, maybe we can make it work. Mm-hmm. So she took the old art room and made that all nice for her. And then she uses another room that's kind of next to it where the older kids can nap and the younger kids doing something else and vice versa. So she kind of takes that. But we also can use the other room still and have meetings in it when we tell her. We used to have JHL Creative in here for 5 years. She just moved out, which is great. That's kind of a success story. I think she got a lot of business while she was in this building. And then we have the mentoring program in here for Johnson County. And the, I don't know, it's not just the mentoring program. Mark Wilson does the justice, you know, all the lab work for drug testing. Mm-hmm. I can't think of the name right now, but he does all that. And he does it out of the West Wing.
Okay.
He has a room in there. And that's pretty much it. And then our office, of course.
I think, and you have this blend of people who come in and out who may be either religious groups or nonprofit groups, mm-hmm. or just a collection of recreation groups. And they come in and out and use the building, mm-hmm. when it's available and when it suits them, and maybe a couple of other kind of private enterprises, mm-hmm. you know, who are just doing their mm-hmm. thing. And then, of course, the education piece,
right.
with Sheridan College.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that, you know, I'm aware of is that there has been talk over the years about how the building is not really sound.
Mm-hmm.
That has kind of been in the mm-hmm. in the public conversation a bit, and that it, you know, it needed a massive amount of capital improvement and so on. Can you talk about that at all? Is that true? Mm-hmm. What's the current state of the building?
The structure of the building is fine. I mean, there is nothing, the walls are not falling down. The structure is fine. Now, could it use some updating? Absolutely. Is it the best building in the county? No, it's not. But that's what we have to deal with. And I think it's just fine to rent out rooms. It would be nice to have it sprinkled. We have not done this yet for several reasons. We're working on some kind of a concept with phases, to do this in phases. But as far as the structure goes...
Well, you gave me a quick tour before mm-hmm. we sat down, and there's clearly been a lot of cosmetic and practical upkeep here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it looks nice, it looks clean, it's fresh. There's, you know, in your commercial kitchen... There are new refrigerators, new sinks and units, and it looks a very welcoming and functional environment. Just talking about that commercial kitchen for a moment, what is the vision for that? Who is using it and how can you use it?
So now we have, I'm happy to say, and that was one of the reasons why I really wanted to get the word out, we not only have one commercial kitchen that probably a lot of caterers already know, next to the small gym, we now have, we call it now the teaching kitchen, because we would like, my vision with it was to bring on the schools and the New West High School in particular to have teaching classes, culinary classes in this kitchen. And we needed some update. We needed to make some improvements for that kitchen just because the ovens were really old, and we did all this. We have now really nice induction ovens in there and nice flooring and three compartment sinks. So it's now a commercial kitchen. And the vision was to bring in schools, caterers, anybody that can use it for teaching. I was actually, my first thing was the lady left. She had a catering business. If I remember her name, very nice lady, Jensen, Michelle Jensen, mm-hmm. and she had a catering business, and she liked
Mickeries,
correct. And I was actually thinking with her, could we not, with a caterer, work on kids how to learn simple cooking? Because how many kids do you know that are in Johnson County, coming home, have no parent at home, they eat some crap that they find, nothing is homemade, nothing, they don't know how to do it, maybe never turned on an oven in their lives. Wouldn't it be fun to take toddlers, a little higher, little taller kids, and teach them how to make simple things like an egg, or, you know, how can I do, get some noodles cooked, or maybe a sauce, or simple, you know. And she had great fun with it, and we were tossing that around, and then she got so busy with her catering business that we never gotten that accomplished. But that was my dream, to get kids.
So that's a shout out to somebody who loves to cook. You know, would you like to teach some kids some rudimentary skills, some basics, or maybe have adult cooking nights?
Right.
There's something that are very popular in other communities I know. You know, you get together, and so rather than sip and paint, you sip and cook. You know, there's that facility is just perfect for
that. And we do have this. I think Amanda Griffiths is doing a couples evening on February 10th, I want to say. Four couples, eight people to cook that night a certain menu. That's kind of one of the things that I thought were cool. But the neatest thing is that we have an MOU with the Johnson County School District as of August 23rd.
An MOU, for those who don't know, is a memorandum of
understanding. Sorry about that. Yes. We have that with the school for the next 3 years, that the kids can be here from the high school from, I don't know, an hour and a half in the morning, and then later they have a little time lapsing for the next group. That's then New West, and then they're cooking. And then on Thursday, they have their start on Monday on a project, and on Thursday, they're supposed to be having the whatever the project is, if it's pizza, or yesterday he brought us some puff pastries. Today they made gumbo. So
which school, what students is that who are coming down? Are they from the high school? Do you know?
High school in the morning. They're the first ones. They were done after an hour and 15 minutes, whatever the... And then... Chef Sam, who is the instructor for this, has the next group, and that's New West.
Okay.
And next year, there are 18 kids planned for this, to have those in those things.
So there are already some high school classes that are happening here using that kitchen, and the vision is for that to happen more in all sorts of different parts of the community.
Yeah, and anybody that is a caterer that needs a commercial kitchen or wants to do some cooking classes with some things, working on some sauces or whatever it is, a roux, how do you make a roux, you know, we forget all how the basics are going. That's my plan. And then Sheridan College is offering January 23rd for 8 weeks another Italian cooking class. It's a community cooking class. I think you could get one credit from this class.
Right.
So they're offering that at night. So I have the kitchen busy in the morning, and then I have it busy for 2 months at night. And then we'll try to get more caterers or people that would like to cook in there. So.
And so, of course, talking about catering, you have a catering facility which is right on site, so that then you can have that for the events that you run. And I know that there are several large events, balls and banquets and other kind of galas and so on that have been happening here, and the community can rent that space and put on large events. I know that there have been various things, and so obviously there's a cross between those.
We have organized the Oktoberfest, and to do so, we have to have a commercial kitchen, so we used this one here for a week. I rented it, I paid for it, and we had a great outcome because we had all the stuff we needed, basically. We used to do it at the senior center, but now we have this here. It's very convenient, you know. So, and it, there's not so many kitchens that are actually certified. Now, here's another thing that's very exciting that we didn't talk earlier about. Bo Fowler downstairs, mm-hmm. he has basically the East Wing downstairs rented, and he is doing a new business that is dehydrating foods. You know, with the food shortage, not knowing where it's coming from, he's able to take local producers, anything from carrots to apples to anything. He hydrates, dehydrates them, puts them in packaging, and can now sell them all over Wyoming, Montana, anywhere. He just got certified like 2 days ago. In fact, we had a little drink about it because it took a lot to get it done from his end. Another, you know, you have to always have your hand sinks and three compartment sinks, and he kind of cleaned up that whole entire kitchen that used to be the cafeteria at one point. Probably people remember that. And he cleaned that entire space up so he can now sell officially out of it.
So he rents, so a business could maybe come to you, and if you have the mm-hmm. space and it works yep. out, they could come and they could develop their business in this space
correct.
For a fair rent.
For a good rent, because we know that this building is not fantastic and not state of the art. So if they help us, let's say, clean it up, paint it, the floors and ceilings, whatever needs to be done, the walls, then we give them a little break. And then if they need help, we always work with the Wyoming Business Council. We work with the SBA, that's the Small Business Administration, SBDC, all these kind of entities. If people have any interest in learning more about a business, because you have an idea, that's cool. But then you need to also be able to run the business, you know, from accounting to selling it to anything. And it's not just being done, you know, just having the space. We have to be sustainable. And that's what we tell people, you know, go in partnership with somebody. You know, if you want to rent and you can't afford it, well, we have to have a certain amount here, even though it's cheap. But you've got to get, you know, we got to get this money every month. Have you thought about this a little further? So we have going actually a little bit through this with folks when they come. And Bo is very successful with his IT stuff that he's, you know, doing for years. And then he had this idea, man, we could maybe do something out of it. And he got it done. And we're kind of really happy with that. You know, it's kind of a neat new business. Next week at the board meeting, I have him. I told him, I said, I want you to speak. You know, this is a cool deal. People need to know about this, mm-hmm. you know. And yes, he's not paying us very much, but before I didn't get anything. Yeah. And he cleaned the space up to his specs, and why not?
You've created an opportunity for yeah. a new business here in,
yeah.
in Johnson County.
Correct.
So let's talk a little bit about how the money goes round. Mm-hmm. The building is owned by
the city and county.
By the city and county, mm-hmm. which some people know under the banner of JOCO First.
Yes, so the city and county owns the building and practically said JOCO First, KBJ Economic Development, Joint Powers Board.
KB being KC Buffalo.
Yes, DBA, doing business as JOCO First, take care of this building. And so that's one of the jobs that a Joint Powers Board, Economic Development Joint Powers Board does, is taking care of facilities. And this was one of them, not an easy one. Not everybody likes it. It's a lot of headaches. It's 65,000 square foot building. That's a big building. But I think you have issues no matter what building. I mean, you hear things about new buildings, and it's not easy, and it costs money. So yeah, that's where it's coming from. We do grants.
So you get some grant money,
mm-hmm.
and you apply for grants from various different mm-hmm. entities, mm-hmm. and you get 1% money.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then you have to be viable. So that's how you've come up with this sort of hybrid
mm-hmm.
of getting people to pay you rent
mm-hmm.
or so on. How do you, if I don't think that everybody always pays to use this facility though, do they? How do you structure that?
Yes, the structure is if it's a recreational sports, they can be here for free. That's why we get recreational dollars from the rec board. They give us money for open the facility up for those folks for free. But if this is a fundraiser or somebody's making money off this, let's say we have the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation in here or the Ducks Unlimited, they're making between $15,000 and $25,000 one evening. Well, yes, we ask for that, for the space, and then we get a little higher amount from these people. But when we have a fundraiser for somebody that has cancer, we know it's the fundraiser for this. It's a good cause. We always work with people. I think there's nobody that says we rip them off. We're really making sure we're trying to stay true to our prices because they're not very high. But we also know it sometimes breaks the bank for some people. We still want them here, you know. We work with people, and if they're having a birthday party for little kids, we're not asking for $150 for a day in a small gym. We're giving them a good deal, so they get a good deal out of it. If they clean up afterwards, that's our deal. You know, you need to help us too. We're just two people here, or one and a half paid. Come on, let's help us, and then you get a good deal too. And usually it works. There's a few that don't really take care of things, but most of the time we have really good folks, and we have a relationship with most of them that we can say, you know, could you please take care of this, or we help you here. We'll work with people.
So what you're really describing to me, I think, is truly a community center. I mean, mm-hmm. It's truly a civic center. It's not, it's growing, it's evolving. Every day of the week there's something mm-hmm. different and mm-hmm. active happening here, and that it's for everybody, and mm-hmm. you do your best to accommodate mm-hmm. everybody.
Yeah. And that's the challenge of this job.
I'm sure it is.
It is a challenge to really, you can be accommodating a lot of people, but because there are so many different wants, everybody wants something different, sometimes it's hard to get it all together, but we're really working hard to get that put together for them.
And one thing we haven't mentioned is the opportunity for pop-ups, mm-hmm. so to speak. So I know that there's a pop-up coming up. It's an escape room. Which is coming up. Have you got a vision for kind of more of those sort of literally pop up, mm-hmm. ad hoc, events? That's an option too.
Yes. So since we're not always booked with our rooms and we're waiting for people to come in here, we don't want to sit around and just wait until things come to us. We're always trying to reinvent the wheel. Like, what can we do better? Think outside the box. And, we had talked with a lady from Gillette that has a escape room there. She wants to kind of do a little less. She has a different job where she needs to pay more attention, but she said she could do these, pop up here and there. And she said she would love to expand to Buffalo. And so here we sat down, talked a little bit, and she said, well, if this is going to be great, then maybe it could be for a while a structure that mm-hmm. we do this here all the time until people don't like it anymore. We also talked to some people that do stained glass windows. We have upstairs a science room where there's perfectly nice, bigger tables, four or five big ones where maybe eight people can work on stained glass for a while. We have the one room that we rented out for yoga. We're talking right now with a person here from Johns County to come back to having a yoga studio upstairs. You have to be a little careful because of the foot traffic and upstairs, because we do not have the elevator yet. But we're in conversation with a lot of folks too.
So I think what I'm hearing is, if you've got an idea for something that you'd like to either try out or is already working for you, but you need space, you need to expand, you ought to come and talk to you, Claudia.
Absolutely, yes. To myself or Carrie, my assistant, we really want to work with people. And, if they come to us, we don't always know what's cooking. Mm-hmm. But when we hear something is cooking or something is cool, we'll be trying to get this idea. And we need to make it good for us as far as the monetary. Is that the right word?
Mm-hmm.
But we want to make it right for us, but also for the person that works here. So it's a win-win for both. They get the space that they couldn't afford maybe someplace else for a while, and we get a little money and can, this is the $100 or $500 we didn't have last month. That's how we see it.
Well, thank you so very much. Is there anything we've missed? We've covered an enormous amount of exciting things that are happening here. Is there anything that we've forgotten to talk about?
All I wanted to maybe mention, we have a website. Mm-hmm. Bomber Mountain Civic Center has a website, bombermountainwy.com. All our information is on that website. We're trying to keep the gym schedules current. You can read everything up on there too. You can reach us. If you have any questions, please come and see us.
And I'll put a link right next to this audio content for people to easily be able to kind of look in and find out you know, how to connect with you and all the other bits and pieces that you have on your website. So, but Claudia, thank you so much for taking a moment. Who had any idea when you drive by that there was so much actually happening here and what a great space it is? Thank you very much.
Thank you
for all your work.
Thank you for having us.